This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
Radio Cape Pulpit with me, Lauren Jacobs, and Brad. Thank you so much, Johan, for that amazing, amazing show. And Brad, it is so good to have everyone's favorite breakfast presenter in the studio tonight.
I don't know so much about favorite, but thanks for having me. Good to be here, Lauren. Thanks, Johan. I feel like a special guest. Thanks for having me.
I know you are the special guest tonight. And you know what? Welcome to Voice of Change to all my beautiful listeners. And I know that they are now super excited to know that someone else is joining in the studio. Why are we together today, Brad?
It's all about Visiathon. We're saying we need to raise 2.2 million rand if we want to see this radio station, Radio Cape Pulpit, Radio Pulpit, and all the other great things that we do, not only the community work that we do, but Word for Today booklet that reaches so many people, I Am Youth Radio, our counseling line, and 24/7, 365 radio, hearing the gospel preached in your language of choice. Mm. We want to make sure that continues. So we're saying, we can't do this without you. We can do more together than we can ever do apart. So we're calling you to give. And I'm going to run through those numbers, so if you don't mind. Shall I do that quickly?
Go on.
Okay, so you can do it via WhatsApp or via SMS. It's very simple to make your pledge. You just send us the word give, G-I-V-E, the word give, your name and the amount that you want to pledge to 37871, 37871. Of you see the WhatsApp, maybe word to give, your name and the bedrag wat jy wil gee tydens Visiathon on 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729.
You know, Brad, your Afrikaans is so good. How do you get it right?
It's very easy. You come in here very English, and they make you read things that are in Afrikaans, and they surround you with Afrikaans people, and dan leer jy maar net die taal van die ander mense om jou, soos Wanda en Leomi en Kosi en Petula en Gilma, en ek hoor die Afrikaans, en dan probeer ek het maar, daar kom het uit my mond uit.
It's amazing, because I feel like my Afrikaans is definitely verbeterd since I've been here.
I know, right? And you didn't even have to watch Seven Delon.
I know. Hey, I've been watching Generations, so I hope that I'm getting some of that other Sotho or whatever they're speaking. That's the way to learn, isn't it? Just surround yourself with people that speak a different language.
Exactly. When I was living overseas, we had a Chinese speaker who came to live in our house. We had a sort of a boarding house. People come and go as their work contracts ended. And she came along and said, I'd love to come and stay with you guys in your house. We were South Africans, Canadians, South Africans and Canadians. Can I come and stay in your house and that way I can improve my English? So we said, absolutely fine. The next day we came home from work and she had labeled everything in the house. So you'd go into the kitchen and there'd be a label on the kettle, toaster, shelf, tap, microwave, oven. And she said, thank you so much. Now I can, have I spelt it all correctly? We say, yes. Thank you.
Amazing.
So I'm going to walk around the house and be able to see all of that. And you could correct me if I'm wrong. And so we sort of said, okay, fine, we'll help you. Mm. And at the end of the day, I guess her English improved.
That's amazing. So you were a TFL teacher without actually getting paid.
Exactly right.
You know what's so interesting, though? It's so important for us to do this, isn't it? Because I know that sometimes with languages, you get a bit self-conscious to speak a different language because you're not sure. So I think it's really good to just be speaking English, Afrikaans like that, you know. And it's so great to have you with me on Voice of Change tonight. We're going to be having a little bit of a different kind of show. I'm going to be joined by an amazing, amazing woman who is doing so many good things. I'm going to tell you all about that after the song. But we're also going to be, you know, hearing some testimonies, because you know what, the whole theme of Visiathon this year is, and I like to say hashtag, in spite of. Mm. Because we know COVID has affected so many people around the world, but in spite of this, we know that we can still rejoice because God is still God.
Amen.
He's still good. He's still doing good things. And that is why we are asking you to just continue to come alongside us, because this is good soil to sow your seed in and to say, in spite of everything that's happened this year, we're still moving forward. And so we're going to have a great time on the show. Please do WhatsApp us. You know what? Say hi to us. And also, we're excited to see you be pledging. So, Brad, let's enjoy some good music. And when we get back, we're going to be joined by the CEO of the Otto Foundation, Froeen Bosman.
Here's something from Frank and I. It's called Here I Am. It's almost 10 minutes past 5.
Song, I hope that you have enjoyed it. Cannot wait to Radio to be getting into the show tonight, Voice of Change. And as I said, before we went to the song, I'm going to be joined by Froeen Bosman, who is the CEO of the Otto Foundation. Now, the Otto Foundation is an education-focused philanthropic organization. Ugh. philanthropic organization established in 2016, and they support primary schools in becoming sites of quality education as well as sites of safe, nurturing spaces for children, which is so incredibly important because during COVID-19, we know that kids were in a situation where schools were closed and you know what, they needed safe spaces and sometimes home wasn't a safe space, and it's so important to have organizations like this. So Farween, welcome to Voice of Change. How are you doing today?
Hi, Lauren, and hi to your listeners. I'm very well, thank you. Despite a challenging year, I think the Otto Foundation is in a happy space.
That is so amazing to hear because, as you said, it's been a challenging year. But in spite of this, that you know, the Otto Foundation is in such a good space. It's amazing to hear. I would love to know a little bit, you know, about how was 2020 for you guys? You know, how did you adapt to what was happening? Because when you thinking about schools, you're thinking about education, we know that a lot of kids had to not go to school, and that was quite hard. And so a lot of things had to change. So what were you guys up to? How did you adapt?
Yeah, I think one of my friends noted today that 2020 was a year where people weren't really or couldn't really focus on what they wanted, but it kind of made you really aware of the things that you were grateful for. And I think often the ways that we had to adapt or adopt to changing circumstances actually offered some interesting opportunities to the Otto Foundation. So during the course of the year, for instance, in the beginning of the year, we were planning a children's literacy festival in the District 6 area, which obviously had to be cancelled due to COVID gathering restrictions. But we were able to take that campaign online, obviously not everything that we were hoping to do at the festival, but we created the Read to Dream campaign as a way to reach out to South African children and still remind them of the wonder of stories and of the beautiful local authors and creators that we have. And I think taking it online and getting people to kind of almost reach into the children's homes through readings and through dramatized kind of presentations of books. We were able to sustain the campaign over a longer period, which kind of gave us a little bit, you know, more than one bite at the cherry and almost allow us to keep engaging with learners in that way rather than having kind of a once-off festival. And I think it also helped us to increase the visibility of the foundation, but also, almost meet people where they were at. And it was interesting to see as well how those kind of things shifted as the lockdown progressed. I think initially people kind of felt super isolated and really were searching for kind of online content and things to do with their children at home.
Yeah.
And as the year went on, there was kind of a almost like a technology fatigue that set in when people were kind of retracting from those platforms a bit again. We were, of course, incredibly grateful when the kids could start returning to school, even though it was on alternating schedules and not everyone could be there at the same time. And it was incredibly challenging for teachers. It meant that we were able to present our library lessons again, and we could get our librarians to go into the classrooms to present their lessons, and they still gave kids books to take home to read, and the books would just go into quarantine when they came back before they were allowed back into the library. And that also offered an interesting opportunity because sometimes the libraries that we work in can seem a little bit separate from the school and separate from what's happening in the classroom. And by having our librarians working with the teachers in the classroom setting, doing readings there, engaging with the learners, it almost kind of just re-emphasized the linkage between what we do in the library and the focus on reading for enjoyment and how that ties back into the curriculum.
That is so incredible, the things that you've been doing. I know that during lockdown, specifically lockdown, was run about level 4. A friend of mine is a librarian at a school and makes books available to kids. And I asked her, how's it going? Because she shared so many stories of how books impact children's lives. You know, how stories impact children's lives. And we don't actually think about it sometimes too much. You know, the story of Anne Frank, for example, how someone can, you know, a child that maybe is going through something intense in their life can feel connected when they read that story. You know, sometimes you see a bit of yourself in the characters that you read and it stays with you. And so we know that books and reading is so important for children. So it's been incredible just to witness this. And I know the Read for, the Read to Dream campaign, you had a lot of local authors and also some little bit of celebrity authors. It was so incredible. I was following that journey. But in spite of COVID, you also established the Protea Library, which is, you know, has been increasing the joy and hope to many, many kids who are using the space and will use the space. So tell us about that, because that's a really big reality to do in spite of COVID-19 with everything happening this year. Establishing a new library for kids, this is so, so special.
Yeah, I think we also realized early on that a lot of NPOs were quickly adapting to changing circumstances, but that we kind of had a particular mission and a particular thing that we are, that we've kind of built expertise around, especially in the space of establishing libraries and creating reading cultures at school. So we tried to redirect some funds into COVID support programs as well, but we wanted to stay true to our strategy as a foundation. Mm-hmm. And we were planning to set up the Protea Library at Warmer Estate Primary School this year. And although the timeline was impacted by the realities of like COVID and manufacturing closing down, we were able to kind of stay more or less on track with that program. Wow. And we had donors that were equally committed to our strategy. So the Kambaletu Foundation was a partner for us with the Protea Library project. And it was actually very interesting to also see the fact that we had an active project that we were trying to to still keep going through the COVID period. And for our own team, just kind of having that little beacon of hope and positivity of something concrete that we're working towards. But also for the local designers and businesses and manufacturers that we worked with, it offered us an opportunity to support local business in a time when many businesses were struggling, especially smaller kind of Cape Town-based businesses, entrepreneurial businesses. So we were so pleased and so grateful to see how they just tried everything to get all of our furniture done and get all of our little working tables ready for the learners and to make sure that we create a beautiful space. Because I think for the Auto Foundation, there's lots of people that that do create libraries, but we kind of have a particular style in the way that we do it, and we really think quite carefully with some design partners about the type of space that we create. One of our donors have directed us to a researcher called Nancy Klein, who speaks about thinking environments and just the way that a place impacts on people when they move into it. And it's very important for us that we create beautiful spaces for our learners, spaces that foster their creativity, spaces that acknowledge them as being, you know, people of value. So we want them to feel like important and appreciated and understood when they come into our library spaces.
I love this, what you're saying.
COVID process, library kind of was our little beacon.
This is incredible what you're sharing, because it almost seems like a lot of highlights and a lot of hope and a lot of good things that have come out, you know, and just hearing the good things is so important as well. And this was kind of like a mushroom. Like you said, a lot of small businesses really did, and businesses in general really did struggle and continue to struggle, but supporting them and creating as well then a safe space. And Farine, I want to say thank you so much for joining me on Voice of Change. And you know what? If anybody wants to learn more about what you guys are doing, do you have a website people can go to or somewhere they can connect with you?
Yes, absolutely. We are quite active on social media. So we have an Instagram account at Auto Foundation and a Facebook page that's at Auto Foundation SA. And our website website is www.ottofoundation.org.
Fareen, thank you so much for being with me today, and all the best for everything that you are doing in, you know, the days and months and years ahead. Thank you for creating safe spaces for children. Thank you for creating these areas where, you know what, like you said, it's beautiful, beautiful spaces, and also spaces that encourage learning and thinking as well. So thank you so, so much, and many, many blessings to you and the foundation.
Thanks, Lauren, and thank you for reaching out to us and for this chat.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. You know what, Brad? It's so interesting to hear someone sharing. This kind of gives me hope, because it makes me feel she's sharing so many highlights and so many good things that they were still able to do. And one of the things she said was that the donors were still committed.
Yes,
people didn't just pull back and pull out.
They believe in it. They believe in what the work is that they do.
Exactly. And again, also then just this mushroom of going, well, we establishing a library, but we also investing in other small businesses. You know, designers getting on board. All these people, this gives me so much hope, because we know that the year 2020 has been tough. You know, it's been tough for the station, for many, many people, but this is very hopeful today.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've heard in conversations that we've had here on the air with the powers that be, conversations that say, never in the history of this radio station, almost 40 years old, the Pulpit Media Group, with Radio Pulpit and then Radio K Pulpit, that's getting closer to 8 years old, never have so many people withdrawn debit orders as they have over the course of the last few months. But seeing people recommitting over the last few days, saying, hang on a moment, we realize it's been tough, but now we hear how tough it is for Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit, we want to see you flourish. And people have come in. Today someone said, I want to give 200 Rand. And then a few minutes later came on and said, you know what? No, I don't want to give 200 Rand. I want to give 200 Rand a month.
Wow.
And someone else said, oh, I would have to take the debit order that I have, and I'd like to double it, or I'd like to start or restart or start with it. So I think there's this realization that people are slowly but surely getting back on their feet. But not only that, saying, hang on, I want to try and save here and save there and save there by taking away my 100 Rand a month that's going to Radio Pulpit or Radio K Pulpit. But hang on, if I'm not part of the solution, I can't complain if the radio station can't be on the air. I want to turn my dial on. I want to hear the radio. I want to hear the encouragement. I want to hear Lauren with those great interviews of hope and what's happening in the world and following things that you're passionate about. We want to keep hearing that on a Thursday night. But if we don't get behind and support, that's not going to happen. This is going to be dead air. So we're counting on everyone. And someone, Lauren, saying, my 50 Rand isn't going to make a difference. It is, because your 50 Rand, you know, okay, I'll end my bit with this.
Go on.
We have collectively, between Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit, we have approximately 280,000 Facebook likes, Facebook fans, Facebook friends. And we are looking, during this Visiathon, for 2.2 million. So if you do the math, everybody only needs to give 8 Rand once off, and we reach our goals. So what I'm saying is, we've got the people, all we need is the commitment. Okay, and we've got people like this morning giving 10,000, and there are people who are prepared to say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. So if everybody that just says, I don't just want to be a listener, I want to be part of this. I want to sow into this, so that when I tune on, I can say, my 50 Rand, their 100 Rand, her 5 Rand, his 10,000 is all part of being able to keep this radio station on the air for years to come.
I love what you just shared, because that is so important. I mean, if everybody just gave 8 Rand from all of our Facebook fans, we would be done. You know, we could go home. We'd be excited. You know what? So that's why we want you to SMS the word give, followed by your name and the amount, to 37871, or WhatsApp. You know what? If you're a young, hip millennial like myself, come on, send us over WhatsApp with give, your name, and the amount to 0826572729. It's super, super easy. All you need to do is WhatsApp. You know, sometimes people feel more comfortable as well giving anonymously. They don't want to put their name. You're welcome to do that. Just say, I'm giving 200 Rand, and this is it. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. And you know what? In spite of everything, God is still good. And we can enjoy some music together so that we can get, you know, some jam going on in the studio here. When we come back, we're going to hear some testimonies, two amazing testimonies. Megan Abrams and Whitney Philander are going to be sharing about how, in spite of losing work this year and in spite of doing, you know what, the hard things and praying the hard prayers and crying the tough tears, God came through. And we want to encourage you with this tonight. We want to encourage you with some hope and some real messages that will say, you know what, no matter what you're going through right now, God is still good and he's still going to bring the breakthrough. So enjoy some music. Brad, what are we going to be listening to?
Some Casting Crowns called Glorious Day. Hey, it's almost 5:30. Are you home yet? Almost home.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises.
Hi everyone, thank you Lauren, thank you Radio Cape Pulpit for this amazing opportunity to share about God's goodness and just to testify that good came from 2020, amen. So I just wanted to testify, this year has been a hard year for many of us, and I think just a little bit into the year, a lot happened in our lives and a lot has changed, you know, with my husband losing his job and then us having had to relocate, and so much happened, and we just had to trust the Lord for breakthrough, and we just had to continue being faithful in our, whether it's in our tithing, in our seed sowing, in our giving love and kindness and just serving in the kingdom of God. We just continued even in lockdown. We still try to really be of service in the kingdom of God. And in July this year, after months, even 2 years of applying for jobs and not getting anything, God opened a door using an ex-boss of mine, or a former boss of mine, to open up a door. And even though it was an internship, I still took it because I knew it was an open door from the Lord. And within 2 months of being in the internship position, I was offered an employment opportunity, a permanent employment opportunity of a lifetime that I couldn't even have imagined. And God has showed so much favor in the situation. My husband was able to, even in this year, even in the time of lockdown, he was able to put his music down on paper, record it by himself, and he could get so much done in this time. And now this coming Saturday, on the 28th of November 2020, we are hosting a launch where he's going to be launching his album. We are so excited, and God has been so, so good to us, even in this daunting time, even in a time of uncertainty. God has come through, and he showed himself faithful and mighty and strong. And I'm thinking of the scripture, Romans 8:28, that all things will work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Just continue to love him, beloved. Continue to worship him. Continue to serve him wholeheartedly. And God will work all things for your good. Amen. Thank you so much.
Good day, everyone. My name is Megan Abrams, and I'm just going to be sharing briefly on what God has done for me in this year, the year 2020, and in particular during the time of lockdown. So in the beginning of lockdown, I found myself in a space of feeling alone, feeling afraid, feeling dismayed, and having to deal with a lot of things I felt God really highlighting and wanting me to deal with. And it was a very overwhelming feeling, as I didn't know how to deal with it. I came face to face with some of my vulnerabilities and some of the things that I didn't share with anyone. But I felt God really highlighting it so that I could deal with it. And in the process, the beauty of what God was doing, he was shining his light on me and his glory on me, and somewhat pushing me forward and stitching me into this so that the creativity that is placed on the inside of me would come out. I rediscovered my love for true worship in the form of dance and in singing again, and it was something really, really awesome that I discovered. And in this process, I just found that all of the things that I shared about me being vulnerable, about me facing my fears, facing some of my insecurities, the Lord had uprooted those things through that intimacy of worship with him. One of the other things that I came face to face with was joblessness. So in preparation for a friend's farewell at my workplace, I was called 5 days before from my manager to say, yes, you are preparing to go and celebrate the farewell of your friends, but lo and behold, you will also be losing your job. And I was in shock because I was like, God, this is not what I saw coming. I saw a different picture for me in my workplace. Please tell me what is happening. But in the midst of it, I experienced such a shalom, such a peace with what God was doing and what I saw in the natural and what I believe God was wanting to do in the spiritual were two opposites. I kept the faith, I kept believing God's word, I kept trusting Him, and before I knew it, I was finding myself back in the job in a different or almost a higher position, being stretched, being secured in the love of God in the job, and being exposed to so much more. And today I just want to say thank you to God for His utter faithfulness and His glory and His beauty that has come out in such a time that was what the enemy intended for bad. God turned it around for good. And I just want to give Him all the glory and praise. And I want to just pray encouragement and hope into whatever situation you may be facing. And I want to just encourage you and say, you know what, despite all of these things, God is faithful. So be blessed and keep trusting the Lord.
Like numerous South Africans, Radio Pulpit and Radio Cape Pulpit also experienced setbacks during 2020. We had to cut back on many of the platforms that we use to proclaim the gospel. But in spite of this, we will continue to rejoice in the Lord. We need your help this Visiothon to encourage South Africa to forge ahead with us to spread the flames of hope to your home, our nation, and beyond. SMS GIVE to 37871, followed by the amount you wish to give. Standard SMS rates apply.
You are listening to Radio Cape Pulpit on 729 AM. Your radio compass on the road to true living.
You're with me, Lauren Jacobs on Voice of Change, and I'm joined by Brad Kirsten today. Hey, ho. You know what? We have reason to celebrate in studio, Brad.
Totally.
Because this line is hooked up. Someone just sent an SMS, their name isn't there. You know what? Maybe they want to give anonymously, like we said earlier on, and gave 60,000 rand.
Amazing. Thank you so much. You can't even thank the person because there's no name, but there we are. Give and 60 and 000, 60,000 rand. So
this
thank you so
amazing.
Much.
Yeah. We are so, so grateful. We also want to say bye-bye, donkey, to Tinka from Robertson. She gave 526 rand. Someone else just gave 200 rand, and also no name. And someone else, also no name, just gave 1,386 rand and said that if you put 657 and 729 together, you get 1386. And they decided that was the amount that was going to be blessed into
Amazing.
The kingdom. So we are so grateful for this. You know what? Thank you so much again. Like we keep on saying, when you give to Radio Pulpit and Radio Cape Pulpit, you're actually supporting three radio stations with the idea of keeping those on air.
Yeah.
Because it's Radio Pulpit 657, Radio Cape Pulpit 729, and then the I Am Web Radio. And as you said earlier on, Brad, you know what? By doing this, we have 250,000 readers that interact with us daily on the Word for Today, which we give out for free. You know what? Your money enables us to minister to more than 50,000 youth readers through the Word for You Today daily devotional. And I love that one because I get it on email.
Yeah.
And also, here it says that we have more than 400,000 Facebook fans on a daily basis who are interacting with Radio Pulpit, Radio Cape Pulpit, who are interacting with the I Am Youth Radio, with the web. You know what? Jointly, this reaches 2.5 million people a month. And also all the beautiful things that we are able to do. And this year, unfortunately, we have had to cut back on a few platforms mm-hmm. that we've been using to share the gospel. But you know what? Not to worry, because in spite of all these things, God is still in control.
Absolutely.
And we want to say to you, you know what, you can be part of this by SMSing the word give, just like these beautiful, beautiful people have just done. SMS the word give. You can put your name in, you don't have to, but give with the amount to 37871. And don't forget the standard SMS rates apply. Or you can WhatsApp because it's so much easier. Give your name, the amount to 0826572729. Now, you know what, Brad? I don't always get you in the atelier, as they say. See, our Afrikaans is getting
It's rubbing off on you.
You know what? I would love to know, what have been some of your highlights of 2020?
I'd have to say that it's a highlight, which might sound like a low light, but I've learned what I'm not really good at. And this year has brought a lot of challenges to all of us. And one of those is, oh, we can't send my son to school. We got to do things at home. And realizing that I have so much more respect for his teachers and for those who have to do the work. You know, we're parents and they've got WhatsApp groups and you're communicating, saying, I'm really struggling. What do we do here? What do you think? What do you think? What does the teacher say? Let's watch the video that she sent. You know, and while we're all talking, the kids are like, okay, No school, going to my room to play. And I thought I was the only one, and chatting to the other parents, they were also saying, while are you sitting online trying to figure out what to do, the kids just get up and walk away. They're like, well, I'm at home, my toys are in the room, I'm leaving and I'm going. And so that seemed to be the thing. So one of the highlights for me was a real respect for those who take care of our kids and who look after our kids, for, and that extends then to the medical personnel, to those who are hospitals, nurses in particular, who've really been highlighted during this year. So a newfound respect for those people who put themselves out there every single day. And sometimes we're quick to complain, but how quick are we to give honor? So that was a big one for me. It's a real appreciation. Wow, this is hard. Wow, this is what a teacher has to do every day. Amazing.
That's
and
incredible.
I felt bad for the days I gave them uphill when I was a kid at school. So that, I think, was one of the highlights. Then the other thing for me, although it has been a topsy-turvy kind of year, is God's faithfulness, where many people have said, it's COVID-19, things are going badly. Lockdown level 5. When lockdown level 5 hit, my business got busier than ever. Because the need out there for the work that my wife and I do at this time grew. And I was saying, people were complaining about things, and we were saying, wow, God, despite, for us it was almost like, in spite of, wow, this is, you've shown yourself so faithful to us. We're so, so grateful. Things took a bit of a turn. You know, my wife's company had retrenched huge numbers of staff, and salaries were cut, and so we also needed to make our changes. But we know when the names came out of who were being retrenched, you know, we were spared that, although it's something we have experienced years ago. So it was that level of gratitude. So in the midst of this big mess of feeling like you've thrown into this cauldron, this hot water that's been stirred around, you know, we felt like we got picked out of it at some point. We've got the bumps and the bruises and the extra wrinkles and all these gray hairs from this year past. But thank you for asking. Some really, really great things, from appreciation of others to gratefulness to God. Yeah, so rough. But we've made it.
And you know what? People don't really realize that you're about 28 years old only, and your hair's so gray already.
That's the nicest thing anyone has said to me sometimes. So that's a third highlight of this year. She got my age right by about a half.
That's incredible. 56. Looking good.
Well, that's another thing I've learned. I'm terrible at math.
Well, you know what? It's so incredible that you talk about teachers, because then I think that, you know, teachers aren't just schooling one kid. They're doing this with like 20, 30, 40.
I know, right?
It's incredible.
Pay them more. Pay them more.
Exactly. And the highlight of this has been to realize what our teachers are doing, and to realize as well, like you said, nursing staff and people that actually aren't paid that well to be doing what they are actually doing. And we really, I think, need to think about that as well. We want to say thank you so much to Christine from Grootfontein, who just gave 500 rand. Thank you so much, Christine. We have some audios coming through, which we will listen to a little bit later. You know what? I want you to send us a WhatsApp. Tell us what some of your highlights have been this year. Maybe you prayed for a job and God gave you a job. Maybe you prayed for a family member and God gave you, you know, the answer to prayer. Because I think that in spite of, we need to continue to rejoice and continue to be grateful. I've been hearing people say, you know, I get up in the morning and I struggle. I don't know what to be grateful for. There's so much that we can be grateful for. Yeah. Even just sitting here today means that we've actually survived. We've survived a pandemic.
Mm.
And if you're listening, you survived a pandemic and you're surviving. And so we're grateful for that.
Amen.
So you know what? You can, you know, send us a WhatsApp. And you know what? Also send us a WhatsApp saying give with your name and whatever amount you want to sow in to Radio Pulpit, to Radio K Pulpit, to I Am Youth Radio. You know what? Give your name, the amount, 0826572729. And also maybe send us some of your highlights. If God has answered a prayer, we want to hear what have you experienced this year? What faithfulness of God have you experienced? Because I truly believe that God leans in when we talk about his faithfulness, when we talk about his goodness. It says that he actually keeps record of people who are talking about his goodness and faithfulness. So let us just rejoice and, you know, gossip a little bit about the goodness of God.
You know, one thing as well that I think people pray for, because we forget, as much as there's been a pandemic, Lauren, there's still been life. People have still been struggling with other health issues. They've been struggling with things not on financial, families. You know, sons and daughters, they say, just come home. When are you coming home? Home to the family or home to the God? And it's so easy to get so caught up. You know, many people would joke, say, look, you know, there's lots that I could have wrong with me. I'm sneezing or I had a cough, or someone would say I had a temperature. There's a lot of other things that can happen to you. Spoke to someone who we know well. He just had a sinus infection and ended up needing to have an operation on his sinuses. And he couldn't get into several places because every time he went there, he had a temperature, went to the doctor, thinking the worst, only for them to say, well, oh my goodness, have you seen the state of your sinuses? This needs to, we need an emergency operation. Mm. So, you know, life carried on. So it was the regular troubles, and yes, there are many, plus COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, some people have been praying every night, irrespective of what the year it is, for that prodigal son or that prodigal daughter to come home. Here's a song, since Lauren wanted some music, from Brandon Murphy, singing about that very thing. Here's someone who had a change of heart, and he sings about it.
I'm ready.
It's Brandon Murphy, coming home, 10 to 6. Did you like that song? You were dancing all over the place.
This is an amazing song. I've never heard this artist before.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I actually quickly went on, you know, iTunes there, checking it out. And what an amazing singer. It's got some great CDs out, some great albums out. So that was a really, really great song. This is the kind of music we like on Voice of Change.
I'm gathering so.
Yeah, this is the kind of listener things that the listeners want to hear. You know what? It's been such a great show today. I've really enjoyed being here with you, Brad. It's
Thank
been
you.
A bit of a different show. You know, we had a quick convo with Froeen from the Otter Foundation, and I love that she was highlighting how great it was this year, you know, them planting the Protea Library, creating safe, beautiful spaces where kids get to, you know, just experience the safety of what it means to be in a library. Brad, when last were you in a library?
I am a total book nerd, so I'm in the library regularly.
That is amazing.
Yeah, but the library obviously has been closed, and you still can't go into the library. So if you want to return books, I think we had about 20 books from before lockdown. We filled all of our carts, but now there's a big box, so you can't go into the library. You just have to drop the stuff off. No, library that I go to now is the same one I used to go to. My mom's shop used to be just down the road from the Durbanville Library. So when I was a little kid, every day I'd from school, she'd fetch me and I'd go and sit in a shop in the back and do my homework or whatever, and as soon as I was done, Mom, I want to go to the library, off you go. So I've been going to that library now for, I don't know, 30 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so we're still there, and take my son there. I've taught him the value of books, and he loves to read and to know every librarian by name and respect the fact that, you know, who they are and their public servants and the incredible work that they do. No, we're total book nerds in my house.
That's amazing. And is the library still a quiet place?
It is a very quiet place, and I double dare you to test that librarian with the glasses on the end of her nose. You do not want to test that tunny, because she will tell you, this is a place where you're quiet. The only difference between then and now is no one really uses the photocopy machine anymore. I used to collect my 20-cent pieces. So no one really uses the photocopy machine anymore. And now they have computers with this thing called the interweb, something like that.
Oh.
Giving my age away. No, that's the only difference. The same place, more books, obviously.
Wow.
And I miss the Dewey Decimal cards. I mean, I spent so many years learning how to find the books I needed. Look, the books are still labeled, with the, but they just don't have the cards like they used to. We used to actually have a class at school where they teach you how to read those cards.
I remember that as well. And that wasn't that long ago, actually, Brad.
Yes.
So, you know, it's amazing. I have such beautiful, fond memories of the Milnerton Public Library. Because, you know, they have that sunken part in.
Oh, I've never been there.
Oh, it's beautiful. And they have the cushions, and they had toys and teddy bears and everything. You can go in there as a kid and you just sink in. It's just so beautiful. I'm glad to hear you still use the library. I'm a book nerd and I'm a book writer, but I haven't been to the library for about 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know why. But you know what? Libraries are such great places, especially for children.
Mm.
And such a pity we can't go and visit them, but I'm sure soon that they'll all be up and
running. Oh, I hope so. You can still get books, but a bit of a rigmarole to try and organize to get books. Sometimes it's fun just to go and sit and page and see, oh, I love these illustrations for as a kid's book. Or, oh, I didn't know this author had this one out. So I miss the browsing. It's a good way to spend the day, and you stay there until they ring the bell. Still ring the hand-rung bell.
Don't lie.
Tell you 10 minutes before closing.
Wow, this is an incredible story. And you know what, Brad, I must say before we sign off on Voice of Change, I used to, as a young teen, you know, just discovering life, you also discovering boys, you know.
Yeah.
So I would make sure that when I went to the library, the guy that I liked, he knew that he needed to be at the library at that time. And we kind of see each other across from the bookshelves, you know. My mom wouldn't know about it at all. You know, so the library was good for so many things.
Yeah.
But you know what? We are so grateful for people like the Otter Foundation who are doing incredible work. We are grateful for Radio Cape Pulpit, Radio Pulpit, and I Am Youth Radio. And you know what? We want to give you one last opportunity. We want to say thank you to Amanda Fulyun for that 1,000 rand that she just gave a few seconds
thank
ago.
You.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Or Amanda. And we want to just give you one last opportunity to WhatsApp the word. Give your name, the amount to 082-657-2729. And I cannot wait to kick off. I know the 16 days of activism have already kicked off against women and children abuse. We kicked it off just yesterday. So next week, we're going to be getting deep into that topic on Voice of Change. See you then, Brad. Thank you so much and have a good evening.
Thank you for having me. What a pleasure. And I'll be back again tomorrow from 9 o'clock. Not my usual time on radio either, but isn't that just like Visiathon week to mix and match things up and keep us on our toes?
Absolutely. And I will see you tomorrow at 12 o'clock with Dimitri and Gilma.
So what's coming up next? Since this is your show, what happens afterwards?
You know what? What happens afterwards is TC gets on in here and she just is amazing. She just speaks to our beautiful, beautiful listeners. And we also have some GCIS coming up. It's all about, you know, what we can expect from the government. So you don't want to go anywhere because we have a great lineup tonight. Enjoy.
Are you ready for some more great music? I hope you are. Here's some Brandon Heath, some Ryan Stevenson back-to-back, taking us to TC and GCIS. Some great conversations. Don't forget the word give to 37871.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.